This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the World Unseen exhibition in Somerset House. And I've got one of the photographers who featured in the exhibition, Brent Sturton, with his photograph Rhino Wars. And Brent, this was actually obviously, like every photograph in this exhibition, has been audio described and the raised diagrams of it. How did you find sort of taking one of your photographs and working on the audio description?
Well, this whole project was interesting for me because I've done a lot of work on blindness. The last two major stories on blindness that National Geographic magazine did, I photographed those. So, yeah, this for me was interesting in terms of the, you know, the potential democracy for communication that it might bring to blind and partly sighted people. I like the idea of it.
And, I mean, did you get any sort of assistance on how to describe, or was it something that you just worked on yourself?
You know, I think there were a couple of different descriptions. I mean, one part of it was scripted, and they offered us the option to change that, so I did. You know, I'm a journalist, so ultimately, I think we're quite capable of doing that for ourselves. And then there was, you know, interview questions between myself and Lawrence, and Lawrence is great. So, you know, we got on like a house on fire, yeah.
No, it was nice watching the video with you and Lawrence, and a real sort of nice match with Lawrence being a visually impaired conservationist. So it was a nice tie-up between the two of you.
Correct, yeah. You know, so we had a lot to talk about. The fact that he was pleasantly surprised to hear that I'd worked a lot on the issue of blindness and the future of blindness and what that might mean from a conservation perspective.
And obviously, you know, this is one exhibition which has been made totally accessible to blind and partially sighted people. And also there are sort of screens that give people an idea of what different eye conditions look like through looking through at your photograph. How did you sort of feel, sort of, I suppose, in a way, having your photographs in a way adapted in a way for different eye conditions?
Well, I think the only way to look at that is, you know, to consider the idea that this seems to be an exhibition that is not aimed at profit in any way, but rather a genuine dissemination of knowledge. I think that, you know, notions of blindness tend to be generalized, and people, you know, see it as one thing when in fact it comes in many forms. And the idea that, you know, sighted people could come to an exhibition like this and gain a greater appreciation, you know, that's a great thing, but it's also a warning system, an early warning system to go, hold on a second, I'm experiencing some of that. Let me see if I can halt the progress or slow it down.
And it's great that your photograph, you know, of the white rhino, you know, sort of, it's alerting us to what's actually happening. And I think through this exhibition, we'll alert a lot of people as to what's happening in the world.
Sure. So, you know, that photograph is actually the last ever living northern white male rhinoceros. And he died a couple of years ago. And, you know, so the notion of extinction, I think, should be one that's experienced by all humans and something which all humans should care about. The idea that, you know, a total of around 290 to 300 million visually impaired and blind people should be excluded from that feels prejudicial. You know, you never know what that community has to contribute. I work with a number of people who, within the blind community, who have been powerful advocates and people who could speak to presidents, people who could be influential in the public health sector. So I don't want anyone excluded from the possibilities that journalism provides.
Well, it's a great exhibition and a great photograph of Rhino Wars. And if you're not able to make it down here to Somerset House, you can also explore the photographs online on the Canon View website, canon.co.uk. And you can also watch the video of Brent and Lawrence chatting about the photograph. Brent, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. I appreciate the time, yeah.